You know, when you're in the subway or you're at an airport or you're at a train station, you hear those announcements over the loudspeaker that are like, if you see something, say something. That's kind of what this video is. Today, I want to talk about some of the crazy shadiness going on with some of the founders behind some of these crypto, Bitcoin, other altcoin forks that are happening at this point in time and how they're making a ton of money. Maybe you might be making a ton of money trading it, and I'm certainly not advocating against that. But you also might be getting your face ripped off on a pump and dump. So I want to talk about all of it and some of the ethics going on behind it. Some good people out there, like Jackson Palmer as well, have called this stuff out too. And I want to touch on some of his tweets and the research behind it. If you are new to the channel, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do mostly daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, but let's hop into it. So if you're not familiar with Rhett Crayton, he is behind Z Classic and Bitcoin Private. Bitcoin Private and Z Classic. So Z Classic was a Bitcoin Private was essentially like an airdrop fork off of Z Classic and Bitcoin. A lot of people got really excited about it. A lot of people traded the fork. Even I myself personally traded the Z Classic price action into the fork. I didn't really make all that much money, didn't really lose all that much money either. But a lot of people traded that, and there is a pretty large community surrounding Bitcoin Private. And Rhett was kind of the figurehead behind that. And he was somebody that was talking positively about Bitcoin Private for the past few months and was kind of the Charlie Lee or the Vitalik Buterin per se behind Bitcoin Private, kind of the figurehead behind what went on. And recently, he tweeted out 2 days ago on April 26, if someone were to do another Bitcoin merge fork, they should do it with Prime Coin, XPM, Bitcoin Prime. And shortly thereafter, again, 24 hours later, he started tweeting about a merge, another fork between Bitcoin and Prime Coin. And then shortly thereafter said, hey, I was actually removed from the Bitcoin Prime private GitHub and Discord because I tweeted Bitcoin Prime was possible. So recapping, Rhett was the lead dev behind Bitcoin Private, and he started talking about essentially forking another coin. And as soon as he talked about that, the people that were running the, or kind of the people that collectively were running the GitHub and the Discord for Bitcoin Private were like, hey, this is bad news. Get out of here. We don't want you in this, we don't really want you developing in this community anymore. And then as soon as that happened, he started kind of going on and on about forking, about essentially forking Bitcoin Prime, tweeting about this and talking about it. And maybe that sounds innocent to you off the top, but there are a lot of things behind that. And Jackson Palmer put out a tweet thread earlier today that is really, really solid. So I'll link up to it there. But basically, what does it mean? Like, how is this bad news if you are, how is this bad news or how is this kind of like unethical? So essentially, what happened is you can see here this tweet where Rhett says, I was removed from the Bitcoin private GitHub, blah, 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 because I tweeted about Bitcoin. Jackson says, hey, one question for you. Were you holding any Prime coin when you initially tweeted about Bitcoin Prime? Why, yes. Funny question that you asked. Yes, I did hold Prime coin because I thought it was undervalued. Thought it was undervalued, or because you knew you were about to fork Bitcoin Prime into another, or you knew you were going to announce forking Bitcoin Prime into another thing, and you could acquire that for dirt freaking cheap. And before you say, yeah, Rob, like it's not that big of a deal, let's pop over to the Bitcoin Prime charts or the XPM charts and see what happened. Oh, wouldn't you know, on Poloniex, since that tweet came out, Bitcoin Prime is, or XPM is up about 187%. So it's really difficult to, go buy, let's say, maybe 50, 100 grand worth of XPM, whatever you want to buy, buy a bunch, accumulate a bunch over the past, knowing you're going to move from one project to another, and then you see that number accumulate 200% or so. So pretty funny that kind of going on. It's because it was undervalued. Like let's be real here. It's not because it was undervalued or anything like that. It's because you wanted to accumulate a bunch of XPM because you knew you were eventually going to fork it and you were going to make a ton of money because it was going to pump on the news. And before, we like get into anything around that too, like for anybody that's trading this price action, like that's fine. Like I don't, there's nothing illegal. There's nothing bad about that. If you want to make money, you can make money. You're not killing any babies. You're not necessarily doing anything nefarious by trading any of this price action or anything like that. I just think it's funny that somebody can be like, hey, I was just doing it totally innocently because yeah, this was undervalued in comparison to the other shit coins that I was looking at. And Jackson kind of continues to go on about how, this is just really unethical behavior across the board. And It's crazy. It's crazy to see. It's crazy to think about. And I'm just not a big, you know, I'm not a big fan of it. I think a lot of people are probably going to be tired of seeing certain action like this. And there's been a lot of backlash. I mean, it's one thing for you to go and say, hey, we're gonna do a fork airdrop for Z Classic, and we're going to create this Bitcoin private thing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. We're going to go do that. And then the second, like, you build up all this community around all these bag holders, all these people that think Bitcoin private is going to be the next big thing. And if you do, that's fine. But the second that happens, and you start thinking about, hey, you know, maybe I didn't make as much money on this as I wanted to, or maybe there's an opportunity to fork something else, I'm going to bail the second that happens, and I'm going to leave all these community members kind of out to dry, and we're going to go do something. I'm going to go do something else where I can accumulate when it's super low, announce a fork, and bingo bango, move on to the next one. I think it needs to be called out. I think it needs to be discussed at length by somebody. I think a lot of other people are going to talk about it too, but I figured I'd come in here, kind of share my thoughts that it's just, is it illegal? I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer. I don't, you know, these aren't registered securities. These are, you're forking a software. You're tweeting about something. I have no idea if it's illegal. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. It's probably unethical, or it's definitely unethical. And the reason that I have a problem with it too is because there are a lot of people that will get excited about it, like they got excited about Z Classic, or like they got excited about Bitcoin Private, because hey, there's this dude who's so smart, and he's gonna create this incredible privacy coin, and then he's gone in 3 months, and you're screwed. You're sitting there holding the bag. And I know there's other developers behind Bitcoin Private. That's cool. That's fine. Hopefully they do well. Hopefully they can, you know, help you out if you are a BTCP holder. That's fine. But this type of stuff just needs to be talked about, because I think that it's ridiculous that somebody can go accumulate so cheap and make, you know, 180% in the course of 2 days. And you might be thinking to yourself, hey, Rob, you're probably just jealous of the profits. Hell yeah, I'm jealous of the profits. Somebody even tweeted at me and they're like, yo, you're just jealous that he's smarter than you. Yeah, probably technically smarter than me, but somebody's like, you know, you're just mad because you can't fork a coin. I could pay somebody 10, 20 grand to fork a coin. Probably pay somebody $500 to fork a coin. I don't think it's that difficult. So, you know, that's kind of a shitty argument in the long run. And I think that type of approach is probably not going to get you anywhere. But I think, hey, have the discussion. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Is this, you know, is this ethical? Is this just a total money grab? Or is this something that you think, like, hey, we're creating new innovative technology? Would love to hear your thoughts on Brett leaving Bitcoin Private and going to fork Bitcoin Prime, making a new fork off of Bitcoin or Prime Coin or whatever it is. I'm the forks are just confusing me. If you enjoyed this video, hit that thumbs up button. Would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. And if you're new to the channel, by any chance, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you get this content as soon as it comes out. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.